This is Fred Film Radio. I am Francesco Belais from Turin Gay and Lesbian Film Festival 2016 with William Fairman. And
David Stewart.
Okay, with the director and...
I'm a health worker that works in a clinic addressing chemsex, and part of my clinic appears in the film and my work.
Okay, so can you please explain the meaning of this word, chemsex?
The meaning of chemsex is it's a shorthand to talk about the sexualized use of a particular group of drugs in relation to sex within some parts of the gay community in London and around the rest of the world. And it's what it's talking about is it's presenting an issue of health, sexual health, drug health, mental health, that until recently had been a underground topic. It wasn't something that was being talked about in the mainstream, and chemsex was a term that enabled us to be able to put the whole thing into one. Well, actually, chemsex was something that we didn't come up with. That was simply taking a term that David was already aware of, well, working around. So perhaps you can talk about how chemsex as a word, as a term, came into
because
use.
It's popular in gay community, but the straight community, probably they don't know.
Well, chems is a word that was being used by gay men on gay sexual networking sites to describe drugs.
Chemical sex.
Yes, chemicals, yes. And it was starting to become, as Will said, it was starting to become such a problem in regard to sexual health, but also sexual well-being. A lot of gay men were experiencing sex that seemed exciting but wasn't satisfying at the end because of the drugs, because of the way they were communicating their emotional and sexual needs on apps like Grindr, and the chems that were involved. So chemsex became a word that was identifying a unique problem of gay men using new technologies like Grindr mixed with high availability of new drugs that the community had not been familiar with in decades previous.
Why did you decide to make a film on this rising phenomenon which refers to the use of drugs and in the sexual context?
We decided to make the film because we'd been reading articles, small articles around the place that were identifying the trend. It was something that I wasn't personally familiar with, and so we started to look into it a bit more. The first person that we met who could really explain the whole sequence of it was David, and we spent some time, a lot of time with David, and he opened up our eyes to the extremes and to the what it was actually like to live with this issue. And and so very quickly we came to understand that this was more than just a niche subject. This was something that was having a profound effect within the community. And so once we spent time with David and we were introduced to 56 Dean Street, which has been very, very central in London to be able to, you know, help people that were struggling with this. And we realized that this was a key issue. It was an underreported issue. It was something that a lot of people were experiencing, but they weren't engaging in conversation or dialogue within each other. And that was the first thing that we wanted to do. We simply wanted to try and create a space where people were going to come and volunteer their experiences with it. And it really came from there. It was a very organic process. We didn't know what the end of the story was because we hadn't spoken to everybody, and we needed to speak to as many people as possible to try and get that chorus of all the multitudes of reasons that people were finding themselves engaged with this.
So this connection between sex and drugs is something strictly connected with the gay community or with the straight as well?
No, I mean, I think we all know, and we've all talked about this, that sex and drugs together...
rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. We all know it. It's something that we're all familiar with, maybe not everyone, but in some respects, whether it's soft drugs such as alcohol or cannabis, we all know that it feels good, like it's one of the things, it's a simple pleasure. It can be a simple pleasure. However, what we were seeing in this case was an accelerated... It was putting you in an accelerated position that was ending up in a very destructive, unhealthy place for a lot of people, because we're talking about very hardcore drugs. These are serious chems that have, regardless of your sexuality, they have a very quick physical grip on you. And I would say that the spiral into drug addiction, it was the thing that really separated it from, you know, what we all kind of are familiar with recreationally. It was when the drug started to lead the sex, and that was very different. That was something that I hadn't encountered before.
Okay, many young and not young men are trapped in this circle, and this vicious circle of addiction. How can they get out of this?
I mean, I think that's really...
Maybe
well, I would say, I think one of the main things that I saw was that simple conversation and connecting and being able to take that thing that had been internalized and just being able to share it with one other person was such a significant step for a lot of the men that I met. And that was also from, you know, working with David and seeing the people who are coming to him and seeing how that one simple conversation can suddenly bring a very quick self-realization. I mean, that's what I saw, and that's the first step, and it all starts with that. If you're not talking to anyone, you're going to experience it alone.
You want to add something on this?
Was the question about...
Yes. How can the people get out from this?
Okay. Yes, there was a... During the AIDS years in the 80s, there was a campaign called Silence Equals Death from ACT UP.
Okay.
Meaning if we don't talk about something, even if it's embarrassing, even if it's stigmatizing, even if it's upsetting, then it gets worse if we don't talk about it. So the importance of this film is that we have... This is not the AIDS years, this is the chemsex years. We are struggling with technologies, we are struggling with drugs, we are struggling with sexual identities and some normal gay scene behaviors. Talking about it, if silence equals death, then dialogue, film, discussion, debate equals life and health and resolution.
So there is a sort of a mission in your film.
We didn't start it out as being a mission, but we saw that the way that people were engaging with it, it creates that life of its own happened. It was something that we could see when men were coming to talk to us, that was just the first step. And if they were coming to talk to us privately, then that conversation could be had with... It can multiply out. And so the whole community, whether they're familiar with it, whether they're angry about it, or whether they're, you know, supporting it, they can all input into that. And it's not there to preach to people, it's not there to judge. We want everyone to, you know, live your life, be safe, be happy, and understand why you're making the decisions you're making.
Thanks to William Fairmain, and thanks to...
David Stewart,
from Thuringian Lesbian Film Festival, Francesco Belais, for Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.